1-800-831-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, serving Kings Bay at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight, joy, to have you join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. We look forward to your telephone call with the dialogue and discussion on the issue. And I pray that today you will be interested in, challenged by, encouraged by, and informed by the issue that we're talking about. Who are the real terrorists in America? You ever thought about that? Who are the real terrorists in America? Perhaps you recall about a year ago now, a little more perhaps, the Merrick Garland's DOJ prepared a 32-page document outlining and describing domestic terrorists in America. And I'll give you a little brief list in my pre-monologue to get to the point of where we're going. Part of that document that Merrick Garland sent to Christopher Wray to enforce. Any parent that stands against a local school board and protests the use of pornography and LGBTQ sodomite agenda should be considered a domestic terrorist, should be turned over to the FBI to persecute, prosecute. And they've been doing exactly that, ladies and gentlemen. Any American that challenges the or denies in any fashion the 2020 election, called the election deniers, are saying that the election was stolen. Those are part of the domestic terrorists, according to the present thugs with badges under the DOJ and the FBI, the CIA, ATF, etc., etc. The thugs with badges in America. If you voted for, or you stand with, or you pursue the following of Make America Great Again, better known as MAGA, you're a domestic terrorist. Any of those opposing the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, are opposing abortion, are challenging COVID death jabs, are buying a Bible, we are considered domestic terrorists. Did you know that? We're going to talk about that in comparison to who the real domestic terrorists really are in America today. We need to understand that our political regime had become useful idiots in the hands of the Islamic jihadists. We're witnessing today a tectonic change in America and our stand for Israel. And it's all come about as a result of the attempt to crush the little nation, the postage stamp of real estate called Israel. But we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, day by day, moment by moment, we're witnessing biblical prophecy unfurling before our eyes. We'll talk about that in today's broadcast. We would love to hear from you, your insights and your decisions on pro or con of what we're saying. What do you think about the bridges in the major cities across America being blocked by the Islamic jihadist embracers, those that go along with the Islamic jihad against Israel? What do you think about that? After we have the monologue, we're going to have the lines open. And let me remind you now so that I may or may not forget it. You'll have it ready. 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone calls goes directly through to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can listen to and entertain your dialogue and discussion on the issue of today. 904-831-0917. Immediately after our monologue, I'll announce when the lines are open. Love to have your conversation on this issue today. It's a follow-up from yesterday's broadcast where we talked about the end times and biblical prophecy and what we see with Iran and what we see in relationship to Russia and others joining together to try to crush Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, it's in America today. It's proliferating in America today. But as we face the issues, let me once again remind you that we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. The truth book, I like to call it. John 8:31-32. Jesus says, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Bible says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen, that should predominate anything we say or do. Not denominational dogma, political, philosophical rhetoric. But what does the Bible say? It's the truth book. Listen, I've used the term for many, many years. We need to have a central biblicist worldview. We can analyze what's taking place in our cities, our states, and around the globe through the prism of the Word of God. That's what we do on this broadcast each and every day. We're looking at this issue today with who are the real domestic terrorists through the prism of the Word of God. What does God's Word tell us? What does it say? It's the truth book. But ladies and gentlemen, we live in an era, a time frame, when truth is laughed at, mocked at, denigrated, rejected, and destroyed. It was George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we see that to be not just philosophically true, but literally true today. We're watching that take place. See, truth matters. Truth matters. There are a lot of people that think that somehow, some way, their truth prevails. But I'm telling you every day, each and every day, that a half-truth is a whole lie. In fact, I'm looking at a little meme that says, the more you research truth, the crazier you sound to ignorant people. And I believe that spells out truth pretty clearly there. But it's unfortunate that about 55% of the Americans today, the ones that are called the millennials, the 18 to 35-year-old age group, 55% of that age group make this statement. Each person determines his or her own version of truth. It is simply an impossibility. It's either truth or it's not truth. And there's the challenge each and every day for truth. But you realize, ladies and gentlemen, in the Beltway of Washington, that they will parse truth, undermine truth, distruth, lie about truth, and try to make you think a lie is truth. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. I challenge us with that every day. And I believe that's the key ingredient to making a understanding, discerning what is factual, what is false, what is true, what's a lie, and what we need to do as conservative Christians and patriots in America. And we're in a critical year, a critical time. We're about 6 months away from the determination of the destiny of America. This election will be the most pivotal election in my lifetime. And I'm still under 100 years old, but I believe it'll be the most pivotal election that America's ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right in the heart of Mandarin, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine. There's an identifier. 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tula for a time, has the Old Glory, the Griffin's flag. Next to that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tula for a time. But wait. There's some good news. Tula for a time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff and family of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time. Make an application for employment. Wait to see what God does and place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, who are the real terrorists in America? The DOJ and the FBI would have you to believe that it is white supremacists. They would have you to believe that it's the moms and dads that go before the school boards and challenge what they're teaching in the classroom. They would have us to believe that the domestic terrorists in America are those that will challenge the school board, those that will buy a Bible, those that believe in God and country and a gun, those that question the election in 2020, even the election in 2024. Ladies and gentlemen, over the past couple of years, under the Joe Biden regime, dozens of parents and patriots and conservatives, Christians, have suffered the persecution and the prosecution at the hands of the thugs with badges under the authority of the Biden administration. Yes, according to the Marxist media, according to the Communist Network News, and the entire Biden regime, according to his entire administration, we the people, we the people are the real terrorists in America. Now, the believers are demeaningly called Christian nationalists. You ever heard that? What is a Christian nationalist, for example? It's first of all being a Christian, believing the Bible, trusting the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and believing in our flag, believing in our nation, believing in our constitutional republic and the representative form of government. But it's being used in a demeaning fashion today. He's a Christian nationalist. Well, if that's what a Christian nationalist is, put me on the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen. I don't mind being slurred at, demeaned about, because of loving the Lord Jesus Christ, standing for God and country. Every Christian ought to be willing to be salt and light. Salt and light can be, if you please, described as a Christian nationalist. And that's what we ought to be. That's what the Bible says we should be. Yet, ladies and gentlemen, across America today, we are watching the real terrorists. Listen carefully, then we'll open our lines for our callers. The real terrorists today, those that are in the streets in Dearborn, Michigan, those that are in the streets and on the bridges in Chicago, in New York, in D.C., and other places across America, blocking highways, blocking bridges, waving the Islamic jihadist flags, and demanding and chanting, death to America, death to America, death to Israel, and waving the flag and burning flags. Ladies and gentlemen, those formerly prestigious universities, colleges, Yale, Harvard, Princeton, etc., they can't even identify what is taking place, so they say. We shouldn't be shocked by that. We have a Supreme Court justice today that cannot identify a woman. We are in a nation today that's in a tailspin, a turmoil. And yet, we the Christians, conservatives and patriots, moms and dads that love their kids enough to challenge school boards, we're the domestic terrorists, when in reality we have terrorists in our streets today. And listen, there are no arrests being made. I'm looking at the headline, Death to America chants in Dearborn echoes across social media, draws local condemnation. The video that captured the chants, Death to America and Death to Israel. This article reads, the rally was held on the International Day of Al-Quds, an annual pro-Palestinian event held on last Friday of the Islamic holy month of Ramadan to express support of the Palestinians in their decades-old land dispute over the creation of the Jewish state. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not a dispute. When you look at Genesis, the 12th chapter, Genesis, the 13th chapter, Genesis chapter 15 and 17, God gave Israel the land, and God gave it to them forever. The title deed was given from God to Israel, the apple of God's eye, the Bible says, the Jewish nation. And by the way, in case you're not familiar with it, the land that God gave Israel has never been fully occupied. Never been fully occupied. When you study the scripture, and I touched on it yesterday, go to the little book of Joshua, the first chapter, the first five verses, and you'll find the territory that God gave Israel has never been possessed. They've just possessed the postage stamp that is called Israel today. Our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, good morning, Dr. Gimbalet.
Good morning, good morning. I pray that you're well.
I pray also that you are. But everything that you touched on, I was going to say, I was going to ask you about, but I tell you what, our domestic terrorists are just like you said, the FBI, CIA, whatever name they want to give themselves, and also Obama. Because I remember when Benjamin Netanyahu came over here and asked him not to give Iran nuclear power. And when he came, he sent up through the back door. And I'm a 50s baby, so I remember those days. He put him through the back door. When the Muslim Brotherhood came, he greeted them at the front door with big smiles. I think he spent, 30 minutes with Benjamin? And spent like 2.5 or 3 hours with the Muslim Brotherhood.
Not just with the Muslim Brotherhood, but the key leaders, the Grand Poobah, as I call them, of the Islamic Jihadist nations and movement. And on one occasion, he kissed their hand and bowed to them as the President of the United States of America. I'll never forget that scene. With a president of the strongest, greatest nation on the face of God's green earth, and you kiss the ring and bow to the Islamic Grand Poobah, the Ayatollah Khamenei, I call him. That's the one that he was bowing to. And I believe it's a sad scenario. And we're watching the leadership, the third term of Barack Hussein Obama, being carried out, and the puppet, Joe Biden, to fundamentally change America. And many of our politicians today do not realize, Kenneth, that they're actually the idiots, if you please. Actually, they are the ones that are the ignorant puppets that are being used by the Islamic Jihadist movement. They are not recognizing that they are the campaign, that Islam is still on the campaign to absolutely control the globe. We'll talk about that further in the broadcast today. Okay. Kenneth, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? Okay.
Yes.
You think if Trump wins, all these sales are going to start coming out?
All of the sales?
We've got
sales. In fact, I've got a map published in my book, Is Islam Tolerant? A map that shows the Islamic Jihadist preparation cells across America, and unknown to many, there are three of them in South Florida. Cells, Islamic Jihadist cells, training cells to rise up and destroy America. And they're scattered across America. I find it absolutely frightening from the human standpoint that our government agencies know that. The CIA, the FBI, and the thugs with badges all know who they are, where they are, but they're not considered domestic terrorists. We the people, we the Christians, we that are conservatives, we that are patriots, if you, as Biden put, Obama put it, if you hold on to your guns and your Bible, we're looked at in a demeaning, castigating fashion today. And that's exactly what we see taking place. While the doors are being flung wide open for those that are the Islamic Jihadist sympathizers on the bridges, in the streets, screaming death to America, burning U.S. flags, and no one is being arrested for it, I find that absolutely frightening for America. And the key to it is, Kenneth, I'm looking at the headline that says, Democrats actually, they're accused of actually wanting to end America. This article reads, it was many years ago already, but at the Denver Convention for the Democrats, when Barack Obama was nominated, he ranted and grimaced and promised America was about to be fundamentally changed. Since then, the evidence shows that he wanted to push the United States into a socialist realm of government with mandates that control us. Remember the demands in Obamacare he gave as an example. But Democrats now have gone far beyond that. Democrats now, this writer says, wants to end America as we know it, end quote. And I believe that most Christians, conservatives, and patriots today, Kenneth, are absolutely ignorant of the fact where we're going. The trajectory of where we're going is to undermine and tear down and destroy the fundamental foundation of America. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? So we need to be careful and watch carefully with what is taking place. We're watching. We're watching today, as you've heard me say many times on this broadcast, we're watching today the beginning stages of World War III. And it will be promulgated, pushed, and carried out by the Islamic states. In fact, let me just touch on this before I let you go, Kenneth. Right now, the army in Germany, the German army, is dominated by Islam. The military of Russia, dominated by Islam. All of China, we have major inroads of Islam. In fact, that's the reason in China the Islamics are being put on concentration camps, because China is now being flooded with the Islamic jihadists. And we're finding today all of the Islamic nations circling Israel like vultures waiting to pounce and destroy what they deem as their greatest enemy. We need to pray for Israel. Psalm 122, verse 6 says we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Go ahead.
Can
quickly.
I say one more thing? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Because I know Israel is going to pounce Iran, and then that's when World War III is going to start, I believe.
Well, theoretically, philosophically, I believe World War III has already opened its ugly door. On that track, as soon as Israel retaliates, as the Russians are calling, as Biden calls it, it's not retaliation. It's protecting their land, protecting their people, protecting their borders, which America did in the days that Imperial Japan attacked America and in Hawaii. What did we do? We wiped them out. The atomic bombs that were dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima. We did not wonder, are we going to kill children? Will it hurt women? That was not the consideration. We wanted to stop the war that was going to destroy America when they attack our soil, our home soil. That happened to Israel, and Israel is simply depicting what any nation should do, protecting their people, protecting their borders, and eradicating their enemy. That's what should be done. So I take a stand for that. Kenneth, thank you so much for your call and your input. We need to keep praying, keep looking up, and recognize the enemy that's in our face, the enemy that's in our door, the enemy that's in our backyard. And it's not the American women, mothers, fathers, not the families in America that reject the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, not the ones that reject the CRT being taught in our classrooms. We're not the domestic terrorists, ladies and gentlemen, those that talk about destroying America, death to America, death to Israel, and burning the American flag and blocking bridges and highways. Those, ladies and gentlemen, are the real domestic terrorists in America today. Streets are filled with the Islamic terrorists, blocking those bridges and streets and chanting death to America, death to America. We need to recognize, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening. I'm looking at a headline that's a scary headline. Just simply says, mob chants death to America, burns Old Glory in New York City. This dateline is April the 15th, 2024. A violent mob of anti-Semites chanted death to America and burned the American flag Monday in New York City. No one, here's the frightening thing, no one was arrested. Meanwhile, protesters blocked traffic on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco and the Kennedy Expressway outside of Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. It's unclear how stopping people from boarding a JetBlue flight is going to help the people of Gaza. And for that matter, if the anti-Semites hate America so much, why don't they go protest in some other land, a third world garbage pit? And then this writer leaves with a bold-faced print. Communists who have taken control of our country. That's what we have. And it's the useful idiots, multitudes of those that are in leadership authority. Just look at what's happening in the U.S. House of Representatives with the Islamic jihadists, with their jihabs, whatever you want to call it, the head dress and the face is covered, making decisions for the United States of America. I find it absolutely uncanny that we will allow that to take place in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at another headline, Persia in the Bible. Now, you ask a question, perhaps, who are the Iranians? Where do they originate? How do you go back to their history? It's old Persia in the scripture. Old Persia. This writer says, Persia is an empire located in southern Asia. It was created by Cyrus the Great in the 16th century B.C. and was destroyed by Alexander the Great in the 4th century B.C. It became a theocratic Islamic republic in the Middle East and Western Asia. The Persian Empire is the name used to refer to many historical dynasties and have ruled the country of Persia, now known as Iran. Now, why is it so important to know that? Simply because the Persians, the Iranians, the Islamic jihadists, rising up to take control on a world. And this is part and parcel of their plan and preparations and their process of doing so. I believe we have Dr. Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
Dr. Davis. Good morning. I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Very good. Everything is real good so far. You know, as we begin to search back down through the scripture, if Israel had taken care of the Persians, you know, back in the book of Esther, if they had destroyed the seed of Haman, I mean, like God told them to wipe those Persians out. I mean, all other, you know, nations of people, nationalities and different things that were coming against them. I mean, God always gave his people the victory over those people, and he gave them permission to destroy them. But if that had happened a long time ago, then possibly we wouldn't have to be worried about this headache today.
Absolutely.
But I call to say, basically, Dr. Youngblood, if they were doing such a very good job of investigating citizens, I mean, to as far as, you know, are they legal to be here, then now would be a good time to investigate those folks that's out there protesting. And if they don't have a green card, deport them. Mm-hmm. Let's get them out of the country.
Yes, absolutely. What we're doing, Dr. Davis, and I believe that you see that, and I pray that more and more of our listeners each day will recognize that. We have taken our borders down. We're allowing the Islamic jihadists, the ones that hate America, hate our Constitution, hate anything that will be freedom that's coming into our nation, that's coming in, and I say for the most part, I'm sure there's some good guys coming in, but for the most part, they're coming in for the freebies, free medical care, free education, free schooling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the EBT cards and the free telephone. In fact, the Islamic jihadist, illegal invaders that's coming in, they are simply coming in for the handout that they'll get, but they will be the ones that will control America in the very near future. In fact, I have documentation that says that by 2050, now this is frightening, Dr. Davis, by 2050, Islam will dominate America. That's by the ones that have been studying, the demographers they're called, and they say that America will be an Islamic nation by 2050. Now, how long is that from here? About 26 years. And we're on the fast track for it. Dr. Davis, Amen. We need to, our time is up, but we need for the break. If you'd like to, you can hold on till after the news break.
Sir.
We'll continue our conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue to talk about today. Who are the real terrorists? Are they the moms and dads in America? Are they the Christians, conservatives, and patriots? Are they the Islamic jihadists that are coming in to destroy our nation? We need to recognize who's who and why are they here and what can we say or do about it as conservatives, Christians, and patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville,